Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, there's a part of the world that you and I have been exploring with enthusiasm over the last couple of years that's been producing some great value wines. It's the Douro River region in Portugal, most famous for the production of port, which is rather on the pricey side and big and massive and fabulous. But there's some other really good stuff that comes out of there that's a good value, and you've been exploring that.
It sure is, Hugh. I'm just in love with the wines of Portugal. Reds, whites, rosés, ports, you name it, they're really good. A lot of great value. The Douro River Valley produces port, but they use the same grapes to produce a dry table wine. And I tried a bunch of these, and paradoxically, these wines have many of the same flavors, but not the same kind of body. A lot lighter. This bottle, Casa Farinha Esteve, Douro Valley, 2018. This is their entry-level wine. And it's just a really intriguing red. The aroma is pretty standard for a red Portuguese wine, but the flavors show earthiness, tarry fruit, great acidity, and a lot of youthful vigor. I think that it wants to have food with it to show it its best. But it's a very nice, appealing, easy to get to know wine. $14, it's not too bad. Step up a notch with Capa Farinha, and you got the Papa Figos Douro Valley from 2018. This is $18, and this is a really, really nice wine. It's a very agreeable, easygoing red. It's no more than medium body, lightly tannic, young and relaxed. The aroma perplexed me a little bit. I thought I was getting something like bergamot, celery, black plum, and white chocolate, which is a pretty complex nose. And on the palate, the wine is sleek and silky, juicy to the max. The flavors are deep and dark, but with a touch of cranberry brightness on top. A very impressive wine. It would go with grilled anything, even grilled octopus, I think. But here's the one that just really knocked me out. $23 for this wine. Listen to my description of it. This is Quinta de la Rosa Douro. And it's made from all the same grapes, the Trigo Nacional, the Tinto Ruiz, Touriga Franca. In many ways, the wine is like a dry red port. It has the same density of color, many of the same flavors, minus the sweetness. But despite its resemblance to port, the wine is, in fact, no more than medium-bodied. Close your eyes, take a sniff, and you think it's port. But you get yeasty notes, like a croissant, and then spicy plums to go on top of that, a little bit of chocolate. You take a sip and you plunge into this deep pool of dark, juicy fruit. Every dark berry you can think of seems to be represented in the flavors of this wine, topped off with a little bit of orange peel for contrast. I would love this with a barbecued pork loin and a fruit sauce. Just a lovely, lovely wine. And I think that we should really take a moment to encourage people to try Portuguese wines. Every chance they get, you're very rarely going to be disappointed with these wines. We're going to put all these suggestions on the website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.